Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish. Made possible by Altus Institute, a network of charter schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Georgina on the phone. Good morning, Georgina.
Good morning.
Hi, Georgina. We got your nomination for Christmas Wish for Karina. Now, who is Karina to you?
She is my identical twin sister.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
Let's call her up. We're going to get her on the line. Where do you know where she is right now?
She's at home.
Okay.
Okay, and then when she gets on the line, we'll have you read your submission letter, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
Hi,
is this Karina?
This is she.
Hi, Karina. It's Jagger and Christie from Magic 92.5 calling you today. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Really good. I bet you're wondering why we're calling.
Yes.
Well, I understand that you have an identical twin sister, Georgina.
Yes.
She's on the line with us. Say hi.
Say hi.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, Georgina.
Oh, no.
We do a thing every year called Christmas Wish, and Georgina has nominated you for a Christmas Wish this year.
Oh my God, that's wonderful.
She wrote a nomination letter. So would it be okay if she read that?
Yes.
All right. Georgina, go right ahead.
Hello, Jagger and Christy. My name is Georgina Valdez, and I'm writing to see if you can grant my twin sister, Karina Valdez, a Christmas wish. My sister, Karina, and her daughters have had a very rough year. Earlier this year, my sister, Karina, almost died. She was so sick from having miscarried a baby. She would have left her soon-to-be 1-year-old daughter, Natalia, and her soon-to-be 11-year-old daughter, Nadia, behind. She fought to live after losing so much blood. Having almost lost her life, she needed to be home to recover and care for her youngest, Natalia. She has not been able to work or has had any luck finding a job. On top of everything, she's fallen behind on bills as money has been extremely tight. She currently has a bill from SDG&E due to $400. She's very devastated as she has no way to pay. I don't even know how she's going to be able to buy a Christmas tree as this is Natalia's first Christmas or buy gifts for her girls. Natalia's first birthday is December 28th and Nadia's is January 16th. She really needs a miracle this holiday season. No one deserves this more than her. She's a loving, dedicated mother who always tries to help others. She's selfless and has suffered a lot this year. Please see if you could help. Thank you and have a blessed holiday season, Georgina.
Wow.
Wow, Karina.
Oh, my God.
Okay, beautiful.
Right.
First of all, we want to say we're sorry you're having such a tough time right now. We're going to try to make things a little bit better for the holidays, okay?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, we always like to start off, do you have a Christmas tree?
No.
Okay.
No, now you do.
You do now. Our Christmas angels at Dixie Line Lumber and Home Centers want to make sure you do have that tree. So they are going to donate a tree that you can set up and have that on Christmas morning. And we always find that one of the cool things about Christmas is getting the family around the table, having a little Christmas meal. And so we wanted to make sure you had that. So we're going to give you a gift card so you guys can go out and get yourself a great Christmas meal and have everybody around the table and have a great meal, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Can tell me a little bit about your girls. How are they doing?
My 1-year-old is barely starting to walk, and my 11-year-old is just into everything at this point, pop music, makeup, and just, you know, the social life of getting out there and, you know, wanting to, like, have fun with her friends and stuff like that.
Being a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we had a little bird tell us a few things about Nadia, and we understand that she's sleeping on a mattress and on her floor.
Yes.
We don't like that at all. So we're going to get her a brand new bed for her room to start, okay? And we also heard from a little bird named Georgina that she, like you said, is getting into being a girl, and she likes clothes and wants a backpack and some other school stuff. So we're going to give you a $50 GTM gift card so she can get some of those things, okay?
Okay.
And she can go pick them out herself.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
And your other daughter,
Natalia.
She's one, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we understand that she's into learning. So we want to give her a LeapFrog ABC backpack that she can have for herself. And then we also understand that she would like maybe some headphones and some clothes, stuff like that. So our friends at GTM also want to give her a $50 gift card so she can go shopping and get her own stuff too, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, her birthday is what, December 28th? 28th?
Yeah.
Well, you know, my birthday's December 25th, so I got a soft spot for us Christmas babies. And then Nadia, her birthday is when?
January 16th.
So they're very close. The birthdays are very close together. So we kind of came up with this idea that maybe you could do something special for them and celebrate their birthdays. So we're going to give you a $150 gift card to Chuck E. Cheese's.
Wow, thank you so much.
So you can take them and have a fun little birthday party and celebrate their 1 and 11th birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now,
this is wonderful.
Karina, let's talk about you for a minute, because I know you've been through a whole lot. Holy mackerel. I mean, it's a miracle that we're talking to you right now.
And are you feeling okay these days? You feeling a little better?
Yes, I'm feeling better. I'm actually expecting a new baby in May.
Congratulations.
How about we do this?
Thank you.
We're going to give you, our friends at GT, I'm going to give you a $100 gift card so you can go get yourself some clothes and stuff and treat yourself for Christmas too, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, was your house broken into?
Yeah, my house was vandalized 2 weeks ago.
Oh. What did they take?
They broke TVs. I don't know what they took, but my windows were broken, so I had to fork out $400 for windows that I didn't have. And thankfully, I had family to help me with that. And both of my TVs were broken, so my children are currently without television. And
all right, well, you know, my mom would yell at me sometimes when I watch too much TV, but I tell you what, if you don't have a TV at all, we would like to get you guys a brand new TV.
Thank you.
Is that going to help out a little bit?
Yes.
Good.
The other thing we find that around the holiday times, you know, when you got bills and you're kind of behind on your bills and stuff, that always is always heavy on your mind, especially with everything else going on. And I understand you owe about $400 on the SDG&E bill?
Yes.
Well, we were going to pay half of that, but I think we've decided we're going to pay the entire thing.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
We'll get you caught up on your SDG&E bill because it's not good, especially around this time of year. You know, you need power, and we don't want that cut off. And so we're going to catch you up on your bill.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. This is just wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
You're welcome. And, you know, Georgina gave us all the info on this. And if there's anything that we missed at all, we'd also like to give you $500 to take care of all the Christmas gaps.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We don't want it to be hard.
I'm so blessed. Thank you. You guys have definitely helped me this Christmas, and my children, we're so thankful. Thank you so much.
Well, you need to thank your twin sister because she spearheaded all that.
Yes.
How you doing, Georgina?
I'm just sitting here in tears. I am so moved and extremely humbled by your guys' generosity and able to help my sister who's in desperate need this holiday season. And you know what? Thank you guys so much. This is incredible.
Well, you know, we have great sponsors and great listeners that help bank all this.
Sometimes just one little stroke of luck kind of changes your luck and you move in a different direction. And that's what we're hoping for you, Karina, through this and, you know, by the blessings that we get from all of our listeners and all of our sponsors, that, you know, you can move forward from here and everything will be really great.
Yes, I am so thankful and I just feel so extremely blessed. I mean, I'm so thankful for Georgina reaching out to you guys and doing this for me and my kids. I mean, who would have thought that, you know, this Christmas season we were going to be blessed like this? I mean, at one point I thought that, you know, we were going to go without, and now...
Nope. Not this Christmas.
Not this time. We hope it's the best Christmas ever.
We do.
Guys, on the count of three, could I get a Merry Christmas? 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.